I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That sounds better. That's what we're supposed to do. The earth, wind, and fire is always good for the soul. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. We're brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Archie's is the official chicken wing of the fan. Also, it's the home of the Paul Zeiss grilled cheese, and it's the home of 50 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday. Gotta love Archie's. If you get down to Archie's, as always, tell him we said hello. Archie is one hell of a guy. Get down to Archie's on Carson Street. It's great atmosphere, great food, and it is just a great place. We're also brought to you by Solomon Auto Group, and we are brought to you by Pittsburgh Criminal Law Group. So we thank all of our sponsors, as we do every day. Pittsburgh Criminal Law Group, Solomon Auto Group, and Archie's. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We've got NFL wild card weekend. It's actually divisional round weekend, and that means we've got games involving teams that have been sitting out for a week. Anytime we talk NFL, we like to go to our main guy, Chris Carter from DK Pittsburgh Sports. He joins us a lot of times on Fridays and gives graciously his time to break it down. And, of course, nobody breaks down football like Chris. So, Chris, without further ado, welcome, and how are you doing today?
I'm great, Paul. How you been, man?
I can't complain. I had a little complaints early in the show because they didn't have my music.
Oh, man, that's always a problem. But Earth, Wind, and Fire is it, though.
But we got it fixed. So it's okay. It's good. The Steelers are out of it.
Yep.
I assume that means that doesn't mean that you stop following the NFL and stop writing about it and stop breaking it down and taking a look at it.
No, of course not. I was highly invested in wild card weekend, looking at it's important also to see how defenses react to certain offenses and see what's going on and what teams are emphasizing and what teams fail and succeed. You know, I think a major storyline going into this week is going to be Phillip Rivers. This is a guy who's put up the numbers for years. People say, oh, he's a Hall of Fame guy, but in my book, he still has yet to have that true showing performance that shows that he can win in the big games. And this is as big as they've come because it's in Gillette. It's against Tom Brady, the guy he's never been able to get over the hump against. And if they win this, they get a shot to finally have a shot back at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I really think that, they have a chance to go up there, but I'm going to tell you something, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's in love with Pat Mahomes and that high-flying show out there. I know that the Colts are like the flavor of the month, and mm-hmm. everyone's in love with that team. The Chargers, for about the last 5 weeks of the season, have been the darlings of everybody. I think people are forgetting the old man and
the guys have just been doing, and isn't that what New England wants? They want you to forget that they exist.
Right. The old man and the cranky old coach that has basically been doing it forever. If you look at Tom Brady's record in playoff games at home, this is a really, really difficult assignment for San Diego and Phillip Rivers.
No, of course. I mean, it's going to be ridiculously hard for them to go into this environment. I also didn't like the way that they played the Ravens. The Ravens handed them the ball with several turnovers early in that game, in that wild card game. And again, they were in LA. That was their stadium. This was a chance for them to show up, and really, you know, yeah, they won the game, but the more that the Ravens tried to hand him with the Lamar Jackson fumbles, with the Dixon fumble, and everything else that was going on, I was thinking, like, they're only getting field goals from this. They're not putting these guys away. And then you saw at the end, the Ravens almost came back. Yeah. And you can't afford to do that to someone like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They will eat your heart out and spit it on your face. It's like you can't do that. That's why the Chargers have faltered, because whenever and not just this version of the Chargers, because Phillip Rivers has been through a few incarnations of this organization, but every time I've seen them have a chance to put somebody away, I don't see him doing it and putting the dagger in teams. And if he doesn't do that in this game, if he goes in there and just hopes his defense can hold off Tom Brady, man, they're asking for a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, I think no team in this field needed the week off more than the Patriots. In other words, I think if the Patriots had to play last week, no rest for their weary bones, I think they would have been in trouble. Because also, even if they won that game, they'd be going on the road this week.
Exactly.
I really think, Chris, people should stop just sleeping on the Patriots. They look, by all accounts, to be a dynasty that's on fumes.
Mm-hmm.
We saw them here. Gronkowski looks like he's done. Edelman looks like he's done. You know, Tom Brady's been playing with a knee injury all year. They had problems protecting him, the offensive line, and a bunch of holding calls and stuff. The defense isn't particularly stout.
Right.
But
they're still the Patriots.
That team just seems to know how to win. And until somebody beats them.
And knocks them off. I'm right with you on that. And, I mean, people seem to forget that Tom Brady can flip a switch at any point in time. And whereas people in this town, they love to hate Tom Brady, but part of what makes him so fun to hate for a lot of people is that he's as really good as he is, and it's such a drama anytime he's on the field, because you know that he's never out of it. You can never sit there and say, all right, he's done. Every time that someone said that, he's come back and fired back. And that's what's really going to happen in this game. The Patriots defense does a lot to disguise what they do. They love to run a lot of cover one prevent defenses. And the one thing that plays into the Chargers' favor is that I really like Keenan Allen. And I really like Mike Williams. And with Gordon healthy now, they have a chance to really spread the Patriots out. Let Phillip Rivers, again, this is going to be on Phillip Rivers. If he shows up, they can win this game. I even say that they do win this game if he shows up. But he cannot lock into any one receiver. He cannot sit there and, you know, hand the ball off into predictable situations. He has to be aggressive, and he has to set the tone and spread this defense out. You force them to have to honor all your options. The Patriots will get a little confused on defense. They won't be able to execute as well. And then you're going to put the pressure on Tom Brady to keep putting up points. And the Chargers have an athletic defense. They have a good pass rush. They have Derwin James as a safety. Casey Hayward's still a very good cornerback. I think they have the roster to beat the Patriots, but it's going to take do they have the willpower? I hate using cliches like that because it's so old and stupid. But at the same time, that's what's going to come down to it. Phillip Rivers needs to lead this team into an opposing stadium. They're undefeated on the road this year so far. They need to show up right in this instant.
Yeah. Again, the thing about it, Chris, you can watch. You can watch the film all you want. There's also just that intangible that they have, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing. It's just like, you know, organizations build people, build their players to know how to win. And that's something that you know, it sounds so abstract. Like, I can't really touch that. I can't put an X on or O on that. But you know that several times throughout history, you know, when the Steelers have had their chance to put away the Patriots in past years, like last year when Jesse James didn't catch his touchdown, the Patriots are always focused in and they're trying to find every which little advantage to get over the hump. And I just think that the Chargers, they have to be mistake free to avoid giving them that opportunity. I really think Tom Brady's going to come out and he's going to try and dink and dunk the Chargers. The Chargers, they definitely have their weaknesses on defense. You can spread them out. You can sort of, you know, force them to pick a thing, make them start to take guesses. If Tom Brady is able to connect, especially with players like James White underneath, But at the same time, again, if they don't stop the Patriots run, if they don't force Brady to have to make, you know, more risky throws, you know, 10 to 12 yards downfield on those third down plays, they're going to be asking for this guy to carve them up in his stadium where, you know, it's going to be loud. There's probably going to be some controversy about headsets or footballs. And, and then at the end of the day, nobody's going to care because the Chargers will have lost and the Patriots are going to another AFC championship game. And I know nobody wants to hear that, but unfortunately, that's sounding like a real thing.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Chris, it's not, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the Colts after the break or whatever, but it's not really all that unrealistic to think the Colts could knock off the Chiefs.
It's not. You're right.
We're talking about the Patriots getting the AFC title game at home.
Against,
the
yeah.
Deflategate, too. You know,
oh, gosh.
I don't know. Something about the Patriots, though, I really kind of just find fascinating. I know people hate them, and I know that, you know, they're cheaters, and they're all this other stuff, but this is a team. If you think about it, Chris,
mm-hmm.
they've been going at this now since 2001.
Yep.
They've been to the AFC title game, what, 12 years in a row? 11, 12 years in a row, I think, something like that.
Something like LeBron James.
Seriously, I think it's like 11 or 12 years in a row they've been to the AFC title game.
I think it may be something like that.
And they just continue to do it. No excuses.
Yeah.
No BS.
They get it done.
No, you know, and so I don't care what anybody says about them. If you can't at least admire their body of work,
right.
I can't help you.
Yeah, and I mean that's the thing is that you have to respect what they're able to put together. And I know some people say, well, Spygate this and Deflategate that, and I'm with you. There are legit scandals that I think have helped the Patriots in huge parts of their franchise to help them establish their dynasty. But the consistency is the thing that I admire. And like one thing I've said on this show several times before, Tom Brady is the best processor of defenses that I've ever seen at the quarterback position in my time studying football. He recognizes people pre-snap. He knows what you're trying to disguise, and he will pick at you. Now, if you get pressure in his face, if you take away his ground game and you take away his easy throws that can get him 8-10 yards and extend drives, then you can start, and then you start again, you hit him, then he becomes human, and then you can sort of chip at that legend. But the Chargers are going to have a lot on their hands to do all that in this game. And again, these are arrested Patriots. They're coming in here thinking like, you know, okay, we had a week to rest and kind of work on what we want to work on. Now they had a whole week to game plan on the Chargers. It's really gonna be an interesting showdown. I do think that if I had to pick a team right now, I'd still pick the Patriots just because they're at home, and I just don't see the Chargers pulling that out. But it's not that I don't see the Chargers could pull it. I think that the Patriots will, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers were able to find a way to sack Brady a few times, cause a few turnovers, and do just enough on offense to put them over the hump.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get to a break here, and then we'll come back. We got Chris Carter from DK Pittsburgh Sports. He is joining us talking about the NFL. You know what, Chris? We're going to get into also another discussion. Is the changing faces or the changing ways that these teams are hiring coaches? It's an interesting discussion because there's a whole lot of different levels to it. But we'll get to that next. It's 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.